Good morning, New York. This is AM 1230 WFAS.
What was that?
That was
NFL.com. Who the heck are they?
Yeah, what was that?
Hey,
I thought that was our new intro.
Hey, I got
intro.
News for anybody listening right now. This is not fantasy, okay?
No.
If you're looking for fantasy, you got to wait for the fantasy show. Now, I got no problem with you using Roy's information, my NFL contacts information for your fantasy leagues. But I got news for you. The people that are listening to my show ain't using fantasy dough. I can believe that. Jeez. What do you think, Roy?
No, not at all. Jets.
Jets. NFL.com.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, whatever. Hey, listen. I'm Bruce Hall.
I'm Roy G.
And this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Yes, sir.
AM. 1230 WFAS, and that's we're coming to you.
I was
live
digging
from
that
New York.
That was digging that music.
That was
man.
Cool.
I was ready
well,
to
the
rock.
Music was awesome.
Yeah,
there you go. Hey, listen. Let's talk. Let's get to the first game.
Should
Roy?
We just
we don't
jump right
waste
in?
These
let's just jump
time.
Straight in. And in the first game is New England -7 over the Buffalo Bills. The over under here is 54.5.
And before I get started, I gotta tell everybody if you want to really check out a good place to find some decent handicappers that actually do have people keep track of their records, go to NHBowl. That's NHBowl, BOWL.com, National Handicappers Bowl. You can go to their website. You can do, you know, they're just, if you think you're a great handicapper, you can even sign up to compete every year. I'm pretty sure Phil would let you in this late. I think I'm in third place in totals. Everybody's getting hammered in totals right now because they've all been going over. And I'm kind of an over player just like the public is. New England Buffalo, good game to talk about the over first. We got two great quarterbacks. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Who's,
quietly leading the league in touchdowns.
He's moving up. He's actually moving up and going to end up being a phenomenal quarterback eventually. He's in his seventh or eighth year in the league. He's got to be 29, 30 years old, but Fitzpatrick has done a great job. They've got a great running attack. Mm-hmm. Buffalo is absolutely positively, somebody to be reckoned with this year. A lot of people don't think that
so. So it seems early, at least.
Right, right. I can't hear me. But anyway, I'm taking Buffalo. I'm taking the points. And the reason I am is, A, they're at home. And B, how many times in a row have they lost to New England?
A million? Is it are they 0-1 versus
I want to say it's been like 14 in a row.
I saw something yesterday on one of the news stations that were saying that Buffalo is used to this. That in the 70s they were 0-15, I believe it was, against the Miami Dolphins when the Dolphins were headstrong all through the 70s. So they're used to getting beat up by division opponents.
Well, now the Dolphins have to go on the road to even have a chance to win. The thing I like right now about Buffalo is they're averaging 5.9 yards per carry, so they've got the running attack to go with their quarterback.
A two-headed monster,
yeah,
if you will. Well, it's a little early still to call it a two-headed monster, but C.J. Spiller's looking good, young, and Freddie Baby is running form strong.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm taking Buffalo. A lot of people are on New England. I think the weather's going to be okay. It's like, they're going to have showers.
30% chance of showers.
Yeah, and the wind's not too bad, but you got two great quarterbacks here now. And both teams, here's the problem that New England's gotten. And for those people think I'm, on drugs or something here, releasing the Buffalo Bills, you Pats fans, just settle down. You got three good players out today. You got Vollmer out. You got Haynesworth out. And you got your defensive secondary signal caller, Chung, out. I mean, with those three guys out, I want to say that the Pats signed three guys off their practice squad to dress out today.
Now, we all know this is what the Patriots do, though.
Yeah.
They plug and play. It's what's their MO. It's the reason how they found Tom Brady was a plug and play guy.
Pretty much. Yeah. So, and a lot of their defensive players
Deion
are.
Deion Branch was a plug and play guy. I mean, Woodhead was a. Or what's his name? Yeah, Woodhead, the running back, the little
right,
guy,
Danny Woodhead.
He was a plug and play guy. I mean,
they're all plug in guys. The wide receiver that replaced, their great wide receiver from Texas Tech. I mean, he was a plug in guy, and all he did was return punts for touchdowns and catch like what 60, 70 balls last year. We're gonna go with Buffalo anyway. We're taking Buffalo, and we're hedging with the over. Because I honestly believe, like, this is going to be one hell of a game. I mean, it could be 28-28 at halftime. But I think Buffalo is going to hang around, and I think they're going to end up covering this 7-point spread. You know, you got to take them. I'm only taking the Bills for 3 stars, but I'm taking the over for 5 stars. So if you really don't like the Bills, don't play them. Play the over. Play the over. Who's the next game, Roy? Let's
talk. The next
talk.
Game we got is the Carolina Panthers and the Jacksonville Maurice Jones-Drews.
Yeah, you know what? You got to love this game, too, because as you and I were talking about a few minutes ago, two of the best young quarterbacks in the game. I mean,
that's why this game is really big for me, at least, because I want to see these two quarterbacks. I want to see Cam Newton, see if he can continue his trend of 400-yard games or just freak show. And then Blaine Gabbert gets his first start for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So that is huge. He was hyped up coming out of college. Jacksonville took almost a gamble on him, and you saw that they really have a lot of faith in him releasing.
They were going to keep Garrard around, and Garrard's one of my East Carolina boys. I can't really, you know, get down on him, although, you know, at times he's in the offseason, he probably weighs 280 pounds. Mm-hmm. He's a big guy. He looks like a fullback, but I really like the fact that Del Rio, you know, Del Rio must feel, he's a real confident guy anyway, because I thought he'd get fired last year. And the owners and the board of Jacksonville decided they were going to stay with him. And you know what? It looks like it might have been a good idea. He doesn't get too up. He doesn't get too down. And I like Gabbert. I mean, he's got a great arm.
I like him too, but I haven't seen. I want to see him play.
Yeah, I saw him play in the preseason, and he looked pretty good. I mean, first game I saw him, he didn't look all that great, but he had some. You know, I mean, you know, he did what he had to do. You know, I'm going to take the over here. It's only 43 points.
The over is 43, and
weather's fine, right?
The weather's fine, partly sunny, and it's a -3 spread. Carolina's favored.
Yeah, everybody in the world's on Carolina here. You know what? Jacksonville's probably got the best team of the two. And I got to tell you, Jacksonville and Carolina, both of those teams really have no home field advantage. So when they're on the road at either place, it's the same. And if you know what I'm talking, if you've ever been to Jacksonville, whether it's the Super Bowl or a game, you know, they call Jacksonville South Georgia. I mean, that's basically what it is. I mean, and they don't have a great fan base. You know, a lot of people will, you know, the people that live in Jacksonville love it there, but it's still not an NFL city. Roy, it's not.
No, it's definitely not.
And Carolina's not either.
Florida has a hard time supporting a franchise of any kind, let alone any sport. And then you throw three teams into the state, and that's just.
So we're going to take. I'm going to take Roy, because Roy's going to argue with me on.
I will argue.
He's going to argue with me on a few that I've got today, and listen, I'm already down 2-0 to the kid. So you might want to start playing a kid. But last week I lost because Atlanta.
That's right. That was my pick.
Yeah, but Vic went out of the game. The game was over for crying.
What did I?
They win by 17 if he doesn't relax and hit his own damn tackle in the. In the head.
What did I tell you? You texted me that, too.
Yeah,
you said, oh, Vic. And then what did I say? I said, well, if Buffalo had a kicker and a game plan, they'd have 3 Super Bowls.
Oh, stop. That's ridiculous.
You count your what-ifs, and I'll count
Buffalo
my dinners.
Buffalo never had the team to win a Super Bowl. The closest they ever came was that time against the Giants, and I was there, Tampa Bay. Wide right, baby, 48 yards. And you know what? Del Norwood's from Arlington, Virginia. Del Norwood is. That was Scott Norwood. Del Norwood's his dad and was one of the greatest baseball coaches I ever knew. And unfortunately passed away a couple, 2 or 3 years ago. And got hit by, actually got in an accident on a highway coming back from a baseball tournament where I think that he was playing. And he was probably in his late 60s, early 70s. This is Bruce Hall.
I'm Roy G.
And this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Let's go to the next game, Roy.
The next game is probably the most entertaining game of the day, being the Cincinnati -2.5 over San Francisco.
Hey, the party after the game is going to be the best party after the game.
The entertainment there.
So where are they going to get their hooch from? I mean, where is the weed coming from if they've already taken 6 pounds from the Bengals? I tell you what, man, this is really a bad. It's not a funny situation if you got kids, but I got to tell you, it's funny if you're an NFL guy, because when is it going to stop in Cincinnati?
They
is it ever going to stop?
They continually I don't know what their GMs think there. They just go after the party guys. They want to have a good time in the locker room. I don't know what's going on there, but you continually hear about the bad guys showing up in Cincinnati.
You would think all the good drugs would come into Miami.
You know what they do? They took the guys out of West Virginia University, which I am alumni.
They party just a tad in Morgantown?
I'm a WVU alum, so I know what goes down in Morgantown.
Yeah.
And when you take Pac-Man Jones, and he's...
What a wonderful human being that guy is. Yeah, I want to be I want to be a dancer and have him throwing $1 bills at me. Then I pick one up and he cold cocks me with a forearm right in the head.
So Cincinnati knows how to throw a party. They do not know how to build a football team. But they are the favorite here of 2.5 over San Francisco.
Yeah, but you know what? You were telling me everybody is playing San Francisco. That's why Cincinnati's the play here. Yeah. Cincinnati absolutely. Look. They're running back. Benson is got 3 games for being a criminal, basically. This is for his assault charge sometime, right?
And he appealed it because it was during the lockout.
You know what he's doing now? He's suing. They're suing on behalf of the fact that during the lockout they didn't have a contract. And if you don't have a contract, how can you enforce your rules?
Right,
on
that's
me?
What he. That's
Guess what? He's going to win that, but they'll figure out another way to get him. They'll just put about 10 guys on his tail instead of 3. I mean, the NFL probably has more guys in the FBI working for him than the FBI does right now. I'm serious. I mean, they do, and that's what these guys do when they retire. They go to work for the NFL. They go to work for Major League Baseball.
Free tickets.
Hey, they go to work for Homeland Security. They go to work for some big, Beltway bandit that's. Sends guys overseas to rescue guys. Let's get away from that. Take Cincinnati if you're going to play this game. I'm passing on.
I wouldn't touch this.
Yeah, game. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
So next up, we have the Miami Dolphins, and they are +3 over the Cleveland Paul Browns.
I'm going to plug a show. Kylie and Booms is on in Cleveland every morning, I want to say from 6 to 10 their time. And I know Kevin Kyle. I've known him for years. We played a lot of golf together, and he's a lot of fun. And Booms is sick. He's from Cleveland. So I get a little into these Cleveland things because I get to hear all this crap all week long. Look, Cleveland is okay. They're not going anywhere this year.
But they got Colt McCoy.
Well, yeah, and he's a nice kid, and he's smart, and yada-da-da-da. But Peyton Hillis is their bread and butter, and he's got strep throat so bad, they're thinking he can't even be anywhere near anybody else
in the
locker room.
They don't know if he's going to play. But this is the second week in a row, though, that he is questionable about the
– What was a quad last week, right? Wasn't it a quad or a hamstring or something? I think it was. It wasn't that. But my daughter right now has got – She thinks she's got pink eye, and she's been sick for 3 days. And if you don't think that knocks you out, it does. She's not even playing in a softball scrimmage in Pennsylvania somewhere today because she's so sick. So if Peyton Hillis has got this, sure, they can give him some drugs and they can pump some fluids in him. But is he going to be 100%? The answer is no. You know, if you're one of these trend guys, Roy, and yeah. I know you're not a trend guy. You're like me. You're hot and cold. You want to pick the best team. But the Dolphins are great on the road. They suck at home. They're the worst. They've lost 11 out of 12 at home, but they win their road games. They were 6-2 on the road last year. And listen, Cleveland ain't so tough. If you're a trend player, please take the Dolphins plus the points.
Dolphins have a little guy named Daniel Thomas who ran for 107 yards in his debut against the Texans this year. And just a little...
You're trying to tell me the Texans have a good defense.
A little,
you're on drugs.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
A little fact about Daniel Thomas is he's the first Dolphin rookie since Ronnie Brown in 2004...
From Auburn.
...to rush for 100 yards in a game. So the Dolphins seem to turn out running backs, and they do have a guy named Reggie Bush there, too. So the Dolphins... They're starting to put something together.
Yeah, Sperano's getting a little antsy, though. You know, the thing I liked about what I read about Tony, and don't get me wrong, Tony, Tony's one of the boys. He's probably not going to lose his job even this year unless they really are bad this year. You know, because he still doesn't have a quarterback. Chad Henne's not a quarterback. Although he looked awful good against Tom Brady opening day. Yeah, and he's getting better, and he's a Michigan guy, and he's like Brady and all those Michigan guys, Harbaugh. You know, they can play football a little bit. He's a good-sized guy. But I got to tell you, the thing I like about Sperano is, they were asking him this week, so why are your guys so good on the road? He goes, well, because we have Bedcheck. And because, they're around coaches 24/7 when we're on the road. When we're at home, we don't have any idea what they're doing.
They're in Miami when they're at
home.
They're
in Miami where, in my opinion, you know, the adult men's clubs.
Do they sleep in I don't think they sleep in Miami.
No, well, you know, Miami's a lot like Vegas. I mean, people don't go out in Miami till midnight, 1 o'clock. And I'm sure some of the players do that. Most of these players, let's admit it, Roy, they're kids.
You're right. They don't go out until midnight, 1 o'clock.
Kids.
They go out until 3 or 5 a.m.
Look, that's... for an NFL running back, you're old. You're like 25.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah, you're old. I mean, you're probably probably washed up.
I'm already washed up.
Well,
I'm
you seem to be washed up. Hey, no, I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy G.
Yo.
We're on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS, and we're talking NFL football here. And listen, this isn't, you know, you can listen to, you know, you can listen to me and get an idea about your fantasy league or about your office pool or whatever, but we're here for the hardcore players that you know, play every week, every night, always looking for an edge. Let's go to the next game because we've already decided that if you're going to play this game with the Dolphins and the Browns, take the Dolphins. But you know what? I didn't play it on. I dropped them from the National Handicappers Bowl because I just couldn't do it because I thought Cleveland needed the game too bad. I really did.
If you do play fantasy football, Daniel Thomas has to be a must start this year. And if he's available in
a good call, right?
If he's
there.
Available in your league, which he is only started and picked up in 22% of leagues according to Yahoo, so pick him up because he's going to put up points.
All right, let's talk about this next game because you and I differ on this big time.
Detroit Lions -3 over the Minnesota Vikings.
The first time since 1981 that the Detroit Lions have been favored in Minnesota. 1981, let me think. I think I was still taking a college course. No, I'm sorry. I was chasing 19-year-old girls in Greenville, North Carolina is what I was doing because – A, it's a great place to chase young girls. And B, I was young. That was 30 years ago.
Listen to this.
30 years ago was the last time they were favored there.
In the last, I don't even know how many years this was, but.
Dude, your parents didn't know each other back then.
1991.
Just telling you.
The Lions and the Redskins played in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, yeah, we crushed them.
Every single team in the NFL has been to a Super Bowl. Except those two teams. Everyone has been to the championship games and Super Bowls, except the Lions and Redskins have not been back since.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. Now, every single team.
Well, can I argue with you real quick?
Yes, please do. Because I heard that, and now I'm starting to second guess.
Because in 92, the Redskins won a Super Bowl.
No, that's what I'm telling you.
Oh, you said
that,
82.
That game, 90, 91.
Oh, 91 was the last. Well, now that's the last time that they won a game.
Yeah.
But they haven't been favored since 81.
Right.
And they're favored by 3 points. So let's talk about that for a minute. This is what we call a historic game because
I was just adding on that the Lions have not been good forever.
They're terrible. You know, even when they had Barry Sanders, they weren't that good. They really weren't. But you got to love them this year. You got to love Matthew Stafford. Listen, Matthew Stafford may be a top 10 quarterback right now. And he's only been playing, what, 2 years? Three. This is his third year, and I think he had shoulder surgery twice.
He's got Megatron.
Yeah, he does. And Megatron's good, but I like the tight end from Oklahoma State. He's good. And he's playing. Evidently, he was kind of questionable this week. And I think Megatron was also – he's probable. He has like an ankle or something. It's not a big deal.
He'll play.
Yeah, his vertical's only 48 inches, not 52 now.
He could jump over both of us standing on each other's shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he brings a new – you know, could you imagine having a guy like that can probably go up 12 and a half feet.
I feel
put
like
both
I
hands
could,
on the ball.
I could start in the NFL with Megatron as my
receiver. Inside the five because
well,
you can't
fine.
Throw that far.
What do you mean I can't throw
hey,
that
listen,
far?
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about the total here? What is it?
It's 45.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this – I'm going to leave – it's indoors. So the nice thing about a total when you're indoors is that it's not like the weather's going to affect it. You know, but I'm going to tell you, I'm taking Minnesota here, and I'll tell you why. They need to win even worse than Detroit. And I'll tell you another reason I'm taking them. Guy named Adrian Peterson.
I was about to say, all day Peterson.
Yeah, they're giving up 4.6 yards a carry, Detroit. Mm-hmm. That means AP's averaging 5.3, right? He's going to get 5 yards a carry. They're going to feed him the ball 30, 35 times, and that's going to open up Donovan McNabb's 20-yard downfield passes, which is about as how far he can throw it and be successful, in my opinion. I think he's getting a couple of guys back this week. This is a huge game for them. And Minnesota, you know, to their benefit, they've been ahead at halftime in both games they've played. They haven't been playing that bad. They just haven't been closing out. And they've got a young head coach who needs the win bad. And it's tough to listen. It's tough to play in Minnesota.
Here's where I differ.
Okay.
I think Minnesota relies only on Aldae Peterson, whereas if you put a bunch in the box, you make McNabb beat you, and he can't. That's right. What I see. I think week one he threw for like 40 yards or something absolutely ridiculous. So I've been on Detroit's band.
So you think they're going to put eight in the box and they're going to make Donovan throw it down?
I feel like Ndamukong Suh is someone that you can lean on and is going to give AP a tough time today. And then I think that the Detroit offense is just too much to stop. They have too many weapons. We talked about Pettigrew. We talked about Calvin Johnson, who is Megatron.
But they can't run the football. Well, all they can do is hand the ball off 10, 15 times just to kind of do a little bit of that.
Javid Best is he's good out of the backfield.
He's
tiny. Can catch the ball.
He's tiny.
But I really like the Lions. This would be my pick for this week. This would be one of my big picks. And so take that as it is. I'm 2-0 on my big picks.
You know what? Roy's taking the Lions. I'm taking Minnesota. I'm playing Minnesota for only 3 stars, and I wouldn't touch the total. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm with Roy G.
Yes, sir.
And we're on 12:30 a.m. WFAS.
New York.
Talking to you about we're not talking about fantasy. We're talking about the real deal here.
Yes, sir.
The next game is, in my opinion, maybe the best game to watch all day.
This is a big game. It is the New Orleans Saints -3.5. It started out as 4.
Yes, you know, which is good news for me because I'm on the Saints side. I think you like Houston, but you know, you're young and don't know enough.
I do like Houston, but I like this game. It's going to be a good matchup. You know, I like the Saints as well. They've played two good teams, if you count the Bears as a good team. And but I'm higher on Houston's defense than you are.
Yeah, but you're getting excited because, A, you know, look at who Houston has played so far, and it's two games, and everybody's all excited because they're number one in defense right now. You know what? They were number 32 in defense the last couple of years, and
well, you
they fired everybody on the defensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. which may or may not have been a good idea. If they end up going 8-8 again this year, it's Kubiak. It's not the defense.
Well, you know who they hired as their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, no kidding. Wade Phillips, who's from Texas. Yeah, he's my buddy. But let me just tell you something. The thing about that Wade will even tell you is that there's 16 games in a season. Are they going the right direction? Yeah, because it's a totally different concept on defense.
Yeah.
They do a lot more. They disguise coverages, but they're real basic about a lot of things, which includes how they play the run. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The problem that you don't think New Orleans has any running backs. I think they have 3 very talented running backs. You know, they've got this kid they got from San Diego, Darren Sproles, who every time he touches the ball is averaging something like 20 yards a touch. Something stupid like that. They've got Pierre Thomas, who I like a lot. He's not 100%, but he's going to start. And they've got the rookie.
Mark Ingram's going to start.
From Alabama. You know what?
Here's why I don't like their rushing attack.
Mark
Ingram is their leading rusher for the season,
right,
with 27 carries and 91 yards.
Yep.
That's nothing.
Yeah, and who have they played so far?
They played the Bears.
Yep.
And they played Green Bay.
Yeah, exactly. And why do you think that they decided against the Bears and Green Bay to throw instead of run?
Well,
because it was there. You know, they can throw the ball against them. They couldn't, you know, what Green Bay did, and this is what you got to do against Brees. You can't come out with 5-6 defensive backs against Drew Brees because all he'll do is hand the ball to guys like that and they'll get 5 yards of crack and they'll walk down the field.
Mm.
They'll throw the ball quite a bit in this game, in my opinion. And I'll tell you another thing I like about this game. The one thing I really like about this game is I like the fact that that it's going to be over, you know, probably 3 to 3.5 hours. This is Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm with Roy G, and we're on WFAS talking about NFL football. You know, I'm still going to take New Orleans. I can't help it. You know, they beat the crap out of the Bears last week. It wasn't even fun. 6 sacks, you know. You know, Houston, you know, they've got Mario Williams, who, by the way, is coming off a linebacker spot now. I'd like to see Mario Williams cover Darren Sproles in the flat. That's going to be interesting. I predict Darren Sproles catches 5 to 10 passes for 50 to 100 yards, and it's going to be basically against linebackers like Mario Williams, who can rush the passer, but when you send a hot receiver past him, he's going to be 5 steps behind him. Take New Orleans. Give the points. Now, here's another reason to take the over. The over is the bigger play here.
Yeah, it definitely is.
The over is the bigger play. It's 52 points. Mm-hmm. That's a 27-24 game is 51. It could be 27-24 at halftime. Jonathan Vilma, perhaps the best linebacker on the New Orleans team, is out for the game. So, that, you know, if you're on the Houston side, that's a good thing. If you're on the Houston side, which you are, Roy.
Yeah,
it's a better reason to take Houston and the points.
I like Houston. I do like Houston in this game. I don't necessarily know if this is one of my must plays this week. In fact, it's low. It's definitely on the lower side. I pick every game.
Well, see, that's why there's more than
I get in trouble.
That's why there's more than one play when you bet football. And when you look at a total like that and you know that both quarterbacks are going to come out and they're going to absolutely positively have to outscore the other guy, those are the games you want. Listen, I want to talk real quick, talk about the National Handicappers Bowl. You can go to nhbowl.com and find out what my record is at any time. It's a documented sports website. They're also in Pro Football Weekly. I'm not going to give Pro Football Weekly a spot, but I guess I just did. Not a bad periodical. Not as good as going on and seeing my blog each week. You can also go to brucehallsports.com at any time and get a hold of me. You can go to brucehallsports.com if you have a computer and you're out of our listening area. We're being heard right now probably in Connecticut, North New Jersey, certainly in New York, and a little bit on the island. And besides that, we're probably not being heard much anywhere else. You're going to have to tell your friends to go online, go to brucehallsports.com, and you can hear Roy and me all week long.
Anytime you want.
Yeah, we got podcasts. A lot of people are in church with their kids now. A lot of people stayed out late last night, and they're still asleep, and they might not even get rolling until after 1 o'clock. But you can still go online, listen to our picks, and, you know, all we want to do is be a second opinion to you. We don't want to talk anybody into, you know, doing anything that they shouldn't be doing. We want to just give you what our thoughts are, what my analysis is. If I've got inside information, I'm going to tell you I got it. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. Once again, go to brucehallsports.com, and you can also tweet me anytime you want. I'm on Twitter.
Yeah, we're both on Twitter.
Yep, at Bruce Hall Sports. I got to tell you, go look and see how many tweets I've got since I got on Twitter, and it's sick.
it's a freak.
I type very fast. I type extremely fast. Roy, what's your Twitter account now?
It is Sports Man Cave.
Sports Man Cave?
Sports Man Cave.
Now, for those people that can't spell, why don't you spell that for them?
S-P-O-R-T-S. M-A-N-C-A-V-E.
That's you have won the spelling bee, the National Spelling Bee, Roy.
Now, when we come back here on AM 1230 WFAS, we're going to be talking the Philly over the Giants.
We'll see you shortly.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Finally. What was that?
AM 1230 WFAS.
Nah, I understand.
Bruce Hall, second opinion. I am Roy G here with Bruce Hall.
I got to get to where I can hear that because I don't want to miss anything. Hey, listen, we're on Philly Giants, and this is big news up.
We did promise them Philly Giants.
Hey, Mike Vick will start, and you know, I'm still pissed because they pulled him out. They took his shoulder pads away from him the other night. If they give him back to him, he finishes the game like everybody I ever knew that ever played football. And even though his mouth was bleeding, who cares if he was a little dizzy? Put him back out there. Let him win by 17. But anyway, they're playing the Giants, and I got to tell you, these are two teams that are a little banged up. If you count Vic and a couple other guys on the Philadelphia side, the New York Giants. If you saw them on Monday night, and I did play them, and I did release them all day Monday. If you're one of those several people who tweeted me and went to my website and sent me an email and I returned it, I told you I was on the Giants for 4 stars minus the points. Guess what? We were extremely lucky because the Giants didn't look very good.
No,
but they didn't at all. But you know, there was a pretty stupid play made by Cadillac Williams where he reached back and gave a half rear end effort at trying to catch a ball. It rolls around, they pick it up and run it in for a touchdown. And that wasn't the only break they got. They got a break because I would say out of Sam Bradford's, you know, 40 plus passes he threw the other night, 12 of them were dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, they were dropping everything.
They were dropping. And what were they? I think they, out of like five trips to the red zone or something
like
that.
Yeah, he scored once.
It was like 9 points or
something
like that.
Yeah, they were terrible. And you know what? I'd like to say that, you know, I was kind of high on St. Louis before the season started.
I was too.
But I'm not so high now because they really, you know, they've got some injuries, but they really, if they don't have, you know, if they don't have their starting running back and if they don't have receivers to go to. I mean, did you recognize any of the receivers?
Well, their number one receiver is out right now, in Danny Amendola.
Yeah, but he's a three. I mean, he's a three almost receiving.
He's I said the very first show that I was extremely high on Danny Amendola. I think
he has
the potential to be a Wes Welker for this team.
Well,
and a crutch for Bradford.
And Welker normally he's a slot guy.
He's
a two or a three too. He's not an X. He's not a Y. He's a slot guy.
No, he's definitely a slot receiver. But when you have the passing attack that St. Louis has, you need that crutch. You need that go-to dump-down guy who's going to get you the yards, who's going to get you the first down. Because right now, all they have is Mike Sims-Walker really is the only big name that you hear in St. Louis, and he's not doing anything.
No, I hear you. Well, let's talk about Philly Giants. Giant fans, I hate to go here. I'm taking Philly for a very small play. I was off of it all week because I wasn't sure if Vic was going to start or not. But when I saw him warming up and I saw him throwing in practice, he looks the same. He's fine. They're going to be kind of tough to deal with. Now, they've got some guys banged up, and Roy and I were having this conversation. There's a real good chance the Giants are going to have a lot of success running the football between the tackles.
The Phillies' defense, we were talking about this before the show, is their weak spot is their run game. Their
linebackers
attack
are terrible.
Yeah, exactly, and we saw that when Gonzalez completely lit them up.
Right.
In the Atlanta game.
Yeah, he was out of gas.
He
was taking oxygen.
They made Gonzalez look like he was my age. They made him look like he was this young who could have a Hall of Fame career kind of guy, when this guy is closer to your age than he is to my age.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he started out in shape, but we'll see how heavy he is by the last game. This is Bruce Hall. We're on AM 1230 WFAS in New York, and I'm with Roy G over here, and we're just trying to enlighten you guys and figure out who to play. You either need to pass on this game or you need to take Philly for a small play. That's what I'm going to do. Let's go to the next game, Roy, because I'm going to pass on that one quick.
This next game is, I don't even know if it's really worth mentioning.
Yeah.
And it is Tennessee -7 over the Denver Broncos.
The only way I watch this game is if I'm in Nashville for any reason right now. And I go to this game if I'm in Nashville, and I look at the scoreboard the whole game. And, you know, the nice thing about going to an NFL stadium where you've never been before, and I've never been to Nashville. That's one of the few stadiums I've never been in. But one of the greatest things to do is to go there and just see, how do all the guys that play football, meaning like me and you,
mm-hmm.
keep up with the scores? Some stadiums are so much better at it than others. Some stadiums like the Redskins Stadium, you have to wait like a half sometimes to get a damn score of a game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
Dan Snyder, I mean, I'm telling you, they're just ridiculous, Washington Redskins. You know, I hate to say that.
It's a pretty bad game day experience.
It really is. And you know,
which is very unfortunate.
Yeah, unless you're in the lower level between the 20s in row 10 to 25, you're not really in that great of a seat. You can be in the club level at FedEx Field, and literally the upper deck seats at RFK were better than the club level.
I liked RFK.
At FedEx Field. RFK was tiny. It was 50,000 people. 52,000, I think, 600 when it was full. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
And you can see how high we are on this Denver-Tennessee game. Because
talking about Redskins Stadium.
It immediately went to RFK Stadium. Look, the only interesting thing I like about this Denver Broncos-Tennessee game is A, Matt Hasselbeck, because I love the story there.
Yeah.
And B,
and I want to see Chris Johnson get hurt. No, I'm just kidding, Chris. He's an East Carolina Pirate. I wouldn't want anything to happen to him. But I did tweet him earlier this year because he's talking a lot about this, about that, about, hey, just play. You got your money, play. You know, he wants to know why he's not doing well. Well, you didn't go to camp.
Yeah.
Hello?
It's probably because you didn't put the work in.
Earth to Chris. You know, I mean, come on, man. He's got a nice grill, though. He's got all those gold teeth going on.
And B, the only other part of this game that I like is where the Denver Broncos are going to fit Tim Tebow into this game.
Oh, stop. Because,
no, I'm serious.
They need to just get rid of him.
The crowd will not leave. The fan base in Denver is crazy over this guy. We talked about the billboards. We talked about the game day chance.
Kyle Orton.
And it worked.
Kyle Orton needs...
Tim Tebow.
Hey, let's get past this game.
Tim Tebow lined up a receiver last game. He's going to get in this game.
I don't care. He's a Gator. Tennessee, let me tell you something. Tennessee will win this game. They have the better football team. And to be honest with you, if you like Tennessee minus the points, don't let anybody talk you out of it. That's the side I was on all week until recently. Just too much stuff going on around that game. What's the next game, Roy?
The next game is the New York Jets.
Jets. I love the Jets.
-3 over the Oakland Raiders.
Was I too loud? Hey.
Yeah, you never are too loud doing
remember,
the Jets
chant. Jimi Hendrix at Isle of Wight. Is it too loud out there? Turn it up.
Let's get a couple things straight here. You're never too loud when you're talking about or in New York.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and it's never too late to go somewhere. Yeah. I mean, it's like Vegas, buddy. Look, I used to go to the China Club. Guy by the name of Dave Boyd ran it. Super guy. I think he ended up in L.A. with the China Club out there. And what a phenomenal place. But you never went to China Club till 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm old now. I can't even stay up past 1. This is Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm over here talking to Roy Boy.
Hey, yo.
Roy G. And we're going over all the NFL stuff for today. You know, the only thing I like in this game, and honestly, I didn't think the Jets would come back so strong last week as they did. But they but they absolutely are figuring out how to put points on the board.
I think this is another game that we differ on.
Well, here's the problem. Here's why I'm not on the Jets. I'm not on the Jets because they've got a rookie center. Nick Mangold's out. I mean, he's out. He may be out for more than a week. And this kid that's starting is a good player. But
rookie out of Arizona.
Yeah, he's out of Arizona. Can't remember his name. He's a great kid. But he's going to be calling offensive line pass blocking. He's going to be doing the checkoffs. He's going to be doing everything, and that's just a little too much mystery for me. And I like the Oakland Raiders, especially in the black hole.
I know you do, and
I like Oakland. I like Jason Campbell. I'm a true Redskin fan because Jason Campbell had 7 different offensive coordinators in 7 years, thanks to Daniel Snyder.
Yeah,
and you know what? You know what? You know what? His lifetime.
You know who? Also, quarter.
No, no. I'm going to ask some questions here. You just listen. You know what his lifetime quarterback rating is? It's like 87 and change.
He's like in
the top 10.
Come on, man.
Not that many guys have 100 quarterback rating lifetime.
Stop it.
He's fine. And you know what his quarterback rating is now? It's like 98.7. Not bad. I'm not taking this game though. Look, if you're a Raider fan, there's a lot to be happy about. Darren McFadden, what a stud. Hey,
yeah.
You got to admit,
of course, Darren McFadden.
Look, I know you're a Jets guy.
222 yards in the season. He is absolutely just destroying teams right now. Yeah. I love McFadden.
It reminds me of Larry Brown.
It reminds me of myself.
Yeah, like
just tear people up.
But like in shape and big and physical.
Yeah. If I was big and in shape and could run the ball, then I would.
You'd be just like Darren McFadden.
I would be just like Darren McFadden.
You know what? They've also got, you know, they're going down the field. Al Davis must be standing up out of that chair he sits in probably 18 hours a day. Because I'm going to tell you right now, they are throwing the ball down the field. That was one of the most exciting games of the week last week. I mean, it was like whoever had the ball last was going to win the game.
And that's what happened.
if you want to hear what we're doing on the air, you can go to brucehallsports.com anytime you want. You can hear us online. You can also – it's podcast all week long. You can hear what we did and you can kind of sum it up. I'm going to pass on this game, though. But I kind of like the over because the weather's fine. You know, I mean, it's a nice – don't you think the Jets are going to score on Oakland? I do.
Yeah, no, I like this game. I like the play of the over. I think the Jets are going to win. Like I said before, it's low on my pick list. I don't push, but I would not play the Jets if you had a choice to play or not. But I like the Jets to win. I just don't like it enough to play.
I think you can play the over 41 or 41 and a half, whichever it is. I think you could play that for 3 or 4 stars here because if Oakland's going to compete, and look, they're at home and they're going to compete. Mm-hmm. You know that. They're going to have to score, I think, 28 to 31 points to win or be in it. Because this is going to be one of the few games that I think Mark Sanchez comes out throwing. I really do, because they're not going to, you know, they're not running the ball now anyway. How do they score 32 points averaging 3 yards a pop from the line of scrimmage? You know how they do it? They're winners.
They are.
They are winners. Listen,
the Jets find a way to win.
They believe.
They find a way to win. And they have a coach who is
great.
I love him. I love him.
Yeah, I do too.
And look, I think this.
I wish he'd get Rob, you know, from Dallas. Rob's in a loser town, man.
He is.
He's in a loser town. He's in Dallas.
Look, I think last year.
He should bail his brother out.
Last year we saw Sean Green start the season out, too, as the New York Jets running back. And around this time.
What's happened to Sean Green?
As around this time
no
last
blocking.
Year.
That's right.
Around this time last year, they started giving the ball to LT, and all of a sudden the Jets became this team that nobody could mess with.
No, I totally agree.
And I think that the same thing, today is going to be the day where we see LT again. And I think
I hope you're right, because I love LaDainian Tomlinson. I love to watch the guy run. He's so slick. You know who he reminds me of? Emmitt Smith. They run the same. They guys bounce off of them. I don't know how to, you know, they'll give you a leg and take it away. Hey, let's go to the next game. I love this game because, you know, it's on a local team kind of that we both like in the D.C. Baltimore area, the Ravens.
And it is Baltimore.
And boy, did they lay an egg. They're the ones that cost me a winning week last week.
Baltimore -5.5 over St. Louis.
That line has gone up 2.5 points in 48 hours, which tells you that everybody in the country is on the Ravens.
Everyone's jumped on the Ravens.
And it's real easy to figure out why, because everybody watched Monday Night Football
literally
like we did and went, they were sticking their fingers down their throat trying to throw up because they couldn't get it out. It was the worst game I've ever seen. The Giants didn't look very good. Thank God the Giants won because I was on that side. Mm-hmm. But God, did St. Louis look bad. I felt so bad for Sam Bradford, didn't you?
Yeah.
He didn't, everybody could catch the ball.
They have nothing.
How many guys did he hit in the hands that was dropped? 10?
We already talked about how bad that his receiving core is, and without Danny Amendola, that they don't.
And Steven Jackson.
And now Cadillac Williams.
And now Cadillac Williams is probably 60-70%, and he's gonna play today.
They're a mess.
I'm telling you right now, Steven Jackson didn't practice all week.
He's a game time decision, which probably means he won't play.
It's a quad. You know, look, when you got 38-inch quads.
Mm-hmm. Well, he warmed up.
His quadriceps are as big as I am around the waist. He's a monster. Have you ever seen the guy?
He's gigantic.
He's 250 pounds of muscle.
He warmed up last week, and he went through cuts, and everything was fine. And then they were like, okay, run the 40-yard dash, and they said he slowed up.
He's
not there yet. He's not there yet.
No, and I'll tell you another guy that's not going to be there yet. We'll talk about the Monday night game briefly. But you're going to have to probably come to my website, brucehallsports.com, or we might even get lucky enough to talk to you sometime during the day on Monday. But we're going to probably leave the Monday night game on the website. That's Dallas Washington. That's a big game, you know, just a huge game for both teams. Well, who's the next game?
The next game is San
Diego. Oh, by the way, we're taking Baltimore minus the points. They're just too much better than St. Louis. And after laying an egg last week on the road, okay, and that was in Tennessee. I mean Tennessee, that's why Tennessee's not a bad team. They whacked the Ravens. Now, you know, did the Ravens bring their A game? No.
Not at all.
No, and Flacco was terrible. And I mean, they just weren't prepared for that game. I think they thought they were going to walk down there. It was a huge letdown after the Steeler game. Let's go over the next game, but we're taking Baltimore for 3 stars, people. Baltimore -5.5 for 3 stars. Next game, Roy.
San Diego -14 over the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm going to go out on a limb right here, which I'm really not doing. I'm being facetious. That's facetious, not facetious. I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going to say that if Kansas City wins this game, that there are so many survival pools that are over.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, San Diego's given up 90-some points in 2 games, and they've scored 10.
Kansas City finds a way to make sports.
LSU by getting would blown be favored out. By 10 over the Kansas City Chiefs. LSU. I saw him play last night against your West Virginia Mountaineers.
I don't want to talk about it.
West Virginia looked real. Guy broke a school record getting beat by 30.
Geno Smith, yeah.
Yeah, Geno Smith. He's a stud, but
he is.
Unfortunately, LSU has a professional football
team.
Their
defense is insane.
They would beat the Chiefs. don't you think?
It looks the way that
I mean, you know,
the way
much...
that LSU played last night and the way that Kansas City's played the last 2 weeks, I would take LSU.
I'd like to see the game.
I would. I'd take LSU.
I would like to see the game.
Kansas City is without Jamal Charles,
right?
Who is their offense?
Right.
All they have is Dwayne Bowe and Matt Castle now, and you know what they're going to do.
Castle's, you know what Castle's passer rating is?
Probably not
50. God. 50. Hey, but, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. This is, and you're also listening to us on 1230 AM WFAS. I'm talking to Roy G, my sidekick, my boy Wonder over here. We haven't differed except on a couple of picks today, I don't think.
We pretty much agreed.
Guess what? I'm going to take San Diego.
I know you are.
I can't help it. I mean, it's only 14 and a half. If they don't win by – look, North Turner likes stats. We know that,
right? He does. He's all about the style.
Hey, number one in offense last year, number one in defense last year. Oops, I forgot to make the playoffs. Well, we know one thing for sure. Norv's going to run it up against Kansas City.
He will, so he can save his job for another week.
Their number one receiver is out for San Diego. Mm-hmm. Their number two is questionable. But they got like four tight ends that can all catch. They have running backs that can catch. I'm going to take San Diego. The weather's beautiful from what I understand out there. I'm taking San Diego. And I'd like to take the over thinking San Diego could score 45 on their own, but I'm not going to, and I'll tell you why.
Kansas City might not score.
Yeah. I don't know, man. San Diego, in my opinion, is overrated. But I'm taking San Diego minus the points for 4 stars. Next game, Roy.
Next game.
One of my favorite games.
Next game is a huge game. Everyone's been talking about it. And it's the Green Bay Packers -3.5 over the Chicago Bears.
Hey, look, you know what? For all you Chicago Bear fans out there, I hope you didn't go down to the Superdome and go to New Orleans and go to the Quarter and spend all that money on a weekend down there because you got your butts handed to you. Green Bay is for real. I picked them to be back in the Super Bowl this year before the season started. Chicago is not, in my opinion, even a playoff team. Their offensive line, ever since they got rid of Olin Kreutz, they just get worse. And now they've given up 11 sacks.
In two games.
And is it me, or did Jay Cutler look exactly like the spoiled, rotten little brat that he did last year?
He is TO'd to...
Yeah, he's a little ticked off.
He's a little Terrell Owens right now.
Oh, you mean T.O. Yeah, but T.O.'s a
speaking
good,
his mind.
Nah, but T.O.'s not a bad guy.
No.
I don't think Cutler's a good guy.
Cutler's not a good guy.
Hey,
Cutler is going
Cutler
out.
Was engaged to marry some beautiful chick, and evidently they broke it off. Yeah, some model or something.
Yeah,
she must have found out what he was like when he hadn't eaten or was in
maybe.
A bad mood or something.
Yeah.
Well, who do you like in this game? Because I'm taking Green Bay minus the points.
We agree again.
We're taking Green Bay minus the points for 5 stars. We love this game.
Cutler's going to get sacked about 4 times in the first half, and he's going to go cry and call out his offensive line, and then it's just going to be the Aaron Rodgers show.
Maybe they'll beat him up on the sidelines.
They might.
God, I'd love to see that.
Did you see
you know that we would watch.
He'll cry. He will be on TV.
That would be on every. I don't think there's anybody he can beat up on that team.
No, not in person.
Is there?
No, not in person. Let's move on to Arizona.
Wait, Roy. We're taking the over for 4 stars, too.
We're taking both.
It's 46 points.
Yeah.
Listen, if you really want, you can tease them both together. You can tease them up three ways with another play. This is the kind of game, like the Super Bowl last year, where I played everything and a teaser, and 2 weeks in a row, I was 10-0. And the reason I was 10-0 was because I hit them all right, and I felt so good about all of them. And that was with Green Bay not scoring for like an hour and a half in the Super Bowl, and they still ended up covering the over. Next game, we're not even going to talk about it because the weather is so bad, and we're down to this. So here's what we want to do. We're going to pass on Arizona-Seattle. It's rainy. It's nasty. I was on Arizona all week long.
The weather is about as bad as the Seattle Seahawks are.
We're going to pass on that game and go to the next game.
Tampa Bay -1.5 over Atlanta.
You know what? This game could go either way. Tampa Bay needs the game. Atlanta got lucky winning last week.
You owe me dinner.
Yeah, I know. I owe you dinner. Yeah, but that's because Vic got hurt. I don't want to waste my time on it. Go to the next game. Pittsburgh-Indy.
The Pittsburgh Steelers -10.5 over Indianapolis.
Now, I'm passing on this for one reason and one reason only. I was going to be on Pittsburgh, but I just found out Peyton's in the booth.
Yeah.
So that's it, right? Of course, I've never known a quarterback to win in the booth.
Yeah, but all he does, he is the offensive coordinator.
Well, he's their heart. So do you know what? You know how bad Peyton Manning's neck is? He wasn't even allowed to be at the other games. We're going to pass on this game because the number's too high. Pittsburgh's 10.5, 11. If you're in Pittsburgh, it's probably 12 or 13. Let's go to the next play. Monday night.
So we're going to cover the Monday night game?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the Redskins and the Cowboys. I hate Tony Romo. I'm sorry. No, I don't hate him. He's a Wisconsin kid. It's not like he's from somewhere else. But I'm taking the Redskins. They're down to 4.
Tony Romo is
7.
They claim that his lung is healed. He had a punctured lung. They claim that it's healed. He's
wearing a flag jacket.
He's wearing the rib cage jacket. It's the same rib cage jacket that Mike Vick wore when he came back. So it's made of like Teflar or some crazy stuff that's supposed to like propel it. So look, he is going to be there. He's going to be in some pain, but he's going to be Tony Romo.
Look, the Redskins have a better defense, no question. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
You know, they may even have a better defense. I like Jimmy Haslett. These guys are buying into his defense, and they're playing well. They have a better offense. They have a better offense right now, even with Rex Grossman at quarterback. And last time I checked, Rex Grossman's healthy.
Yeah, and he's
playing even
good.
If he goes down, John Beck will be fine.
He's playing
We're
good,
taking so. Washington plus the points for 5 stars. This is our play of the week, the Redskins. And I'm going to tell you right now, that should be a pick game. The only reason it's 4 points is because of all what we call the Dallas influence in Vegas. Dallas always. New York Giants, same way. All right. Oh, music's on. I love this. Can everybody hear the music?
We're rocking out. And this has been Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce, send us home.
Now, listen, you can go online to brucehallsports.com. And you can tweet me at Bruce Hall Sports all day long. Good luck today, people. We will see you later.